This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Michael J. Anderson with the Power Hour. We're waiting on our brother Scott Bennett, a military psychological warfare officer, whistleblower. He and I partner on a number of programs in this battle for the soul of America, in this spiritual battle where the symptoms of this enfranchised evil that has been overtaking this nation and transforming it into something ugly and horrifying for those that have a conscience. This nation right now is in battle for its soul. One of the leaders in the opposition, our president, President Trump, has come under attack again and again, multiple attempts at assassinating him in every way, not just his reputation, not just his administration, but actually they've sought to take his life. The deep state is fighting back. And yet, they are advancing to the rear because God has got them on the run. Speaking of God, I am a Christian. I came to Christ. He brought me to himself in October 1968. And 2 years later, he let me experience one of the major trials in my life while I served in four different combat units in Vietnam, where the Lord was showing me how to trust him in the valleys, in the valley of the shadow, the valley of the shadow of death again and again. And that changed my life. It did something that steady diet of a 10-year-old sea rations and terror and adrenaline 24/7 had a major impact on my life. But God allowed it so he could actually show me that I could trust him when people around me were blowing up and being killed. So the reality is, in that furnace of affliction, in that, I've called it an altar of sacrifice of blood, that was the false flag offering of Lyndon Baines Johnson and Robert McNamara, because the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. That was one of a series of false flags, and we could go in either direction in history to point out others. But let us instead consider the Lord. I want to encourage everybody listening to this program to give thanks to God for all of his goodness. Count your many blessings, if you would, name them one by one. But the reality is we enter the gates of heaven with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for what you are doing because you're the Savior of all mankind, especially those that believe. I thank you, Father, that you've shown us a door in the person of your Son, Jesus Christ, who you raised from the dead after 3 days in the lower parts of the earth to prove that he was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, that he did not have to stay a captive to death because he was the sinless Lamb of God, and he paid a price that justifies anyone that believes in him and gives them eternal life. We pray for your help on this program. Lord, in ourselves, we have nothing. We don't even have ears to hear. We don't have eyes to see. We don't have hearts that understand. Apart from your grace in our lives, we pray, Father, bless the hearers. Bless us, Lord, and let us worship you and bless you. Open our hearts and minds to the truth, because in this battle, as you have said, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, where you're leading us in the paths of righteousness and setting a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We pray for your blessing and help us, we pray, to receive the truth that you have ordained that we receive so we can be encouraged and strengthened and comforted and inspired by our faith in God. And we thank you for these things through Christ our Savior. Amen. Praise God. It's always good to talk to the living God. I'm getting used to that amazing thing that's actually going to be my eternal estate, because this is what God is doing. He's preparing vessels of honor for an everlasting grace of peace and immeasurable joys, like the Word of God says. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. And he's able to bless us above and beyond what we're able to ask, think, or imagine. Now, all of these things that we're going through, especially the trials, especially the grieving, especially the sense of injury and betrayal that we've experienced at the hands of a merciless, sociopathic cult of a deep state globalism and hatred for morality, all of these things have been allowed by God. Let's consider this. The Word of God says, the Lord made all things, even the wicked, for the day of evil. And the Savior allowed us to see that in these end times, in these last days, before the last harvest, he said the tares will grow up alongside the sheep, or rather the wheat, and the goats will be separated from the sheep. This is a time of separation. We're seeing an amazing polarity in America. We see people have been offended to the place where they've given themselves over to senseless violence and hatred so that they will chant things like, we have a right to hate the haters. Isn't that kind of self-destructive? But you can't reason with people whose minds have been overthrown by psychological deception. And we're looking at this amazing venue that's been spread out in front of us right now. Blessed, I believe, are people blessed by God who have actually been able to hear the truth through the venue of the QAnon movement, Q Plus, and the pushback that real Americans, Americans that want to make America great again, real Americans are realizing, if they have ears that hear, that you can't solve political problems with political answers, because all political problems have their foundation in spiritual conditions, okay? I mean, when people vote for the overthrowing of moral law, like forced vaccines, which is biological and chemical warfare against you, against your children, like legalizing immorality, different kinds of fornication like sodomy and lesbianism and bestiality, they're headed for pedophilia. All of these legalized actions which enfranchise immorality and openly, legally, not lawfully, but legally reject the laws of God. This is about a nation that has openly and in defiance rejected God and his kingdom. I believe that we have a kingdom right now because I believe in the King. I believe in the King of glory. I believe in the one that God has made me my king. And let me tell you, when I was experiencing God actually leading me through the valley of the shadow of death, I could hear his voice. He let his angels talk to me. He used to show me where mines were and booby traps. He saved me from a panther. He saved me from a crocodile. 10 feet in front of me. He didn't see me. I stood up really fast and scared him, believe it or not. But the reality is, I think he was looking at the angel standing behind me. But God has a kingdom, and those that know the Lord, those that are able by the Holy Spirit at work in them to say that Jesus Christ is the Lord, we're able to understand that when we pray, Father, let your will be done, let your kingdom come in the earth as it is in heaven. This is about today. It's not about, you know, sometime in the far distant future, sometime next year, in the next decade. No, we're asking for God's kingdom to be manifest today in the earth. That's why the Lord said to a man named Nicodemus, a religious man who came to Jesus by night in John chapter 3, he said, you can't see the kingdom unless you're born again. You can't see the kingdom of God. Those of us that have been born again, we know we have king. I'm not sure when we're going to run up against the commercials, but I want to share a poem that the Lord gave me some years ago to help me celebrate my king. And the poem is called, Who is this King of Glory? And it starts out, He fought the war that threatened my soul with eternal death. He brought me hope by settling the score, and he paid my debt. He spoke the words that angels whispered in my ears. He gave me faith enough to believe he had seen my tears. I wondered how this King of Glory could care for me. I'd loved the darkness of my sin, but he set me free. My ears could hear the love of God, and my eyes were made to see that my heavenly Father gave his Son to die for me. His Spirit has become my friend and guide unto eternity. The glory of the living God has been revealed in me. The hosts of heaven have become the witnesses of his love for me. Who is this King of Glory who made the universe for me? The Lord of hosts has trained me in the warfare for the souls of men. His love is working in my heart on behalf of those he's chosen. He intercedes through those that grace and love has crushed and broken, ones that he has healed from sin and who have suffered as his chosen. Who is this King of Glory who breathed life into this pot of clay? Who is this Lord of hosts that has conquered death and sin for me? His Spirit moves in me to heal my fears and crush my enemies by the praise of my Redeemer and my trust in him that died for me. It is the Savior, Christ, who has redeemed me for eternity. It is the Shepherd of God's flock who gave his life for the Father's sheep. It is my Jesus, the Lamb of God, whose sacrifice has set us free. He is the King of Glory. He's the one God gave to die for me. The Lord gave me that in 2009, and my name is Michael J. Please consider going to my good friend, my brother in Christ, Scott Bennett's website, and I'll give you that address right now, because he was actually sent to prison under Obama because he found out the truth about what was going on in the State Department. He received a commission, a direct commission, was sent to work in Central Command under a very wicked man, a fake Jew named Dove Zakheim, who was involved in stealing trillions of dollars out of the Pentagon. But Scott Bennett's website is armypsyop.wixsite.com/shellgame. That is armypsyop, armypsyop dot wixsite, wixsite.com /shellgame. So the reality is you will see a tremendous amount of information, because when they threw Scott Bennett in jail in a phony trial, they turned that godly man into a sword.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure, and it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Michael J. again, and welcome back. This is the Power Hour. I'm still waiting on hearing from our brother Scott Bennett. He has an amazing story to tell, and he wrote a book called Shell Game, and we have been collaborating in different programs because when he was released, he was he had been framed and put in a federal, that is a federal civilian prison, even though he was charged with doing something as an army officer, which was totally insane. And he was given 3 years for filling out a housing form incorrectly and other kind of corruptions that involved the Clinton Foundation and terrorist financing. He was on his way out to California because that's where he lived. But in Oklahoma City, they did a U-turn on him. He was furious. They sent him all the way back to a hilltop prison called Schuylkill in the state of Pennsylvania and put him in the same barracks with another whistleblower, a Swiss bank whistleblower named Brad Birkenfeld. He authored a book a short time ago called Lucifer's Banker. He does need the Savior, God bless him. But the issue is he was also telling the truth, and he was exposing terrorist financing in Swiss banks, and he didn't understand how deep the deep state was. He had these, I think, 19,000 bank accounts, and he revealed it to the Obama administration, and Eric Holder and Lenny Brewer threw him in prison. They framed him for something that they said he did when he actually had proof that he didn't do it. He said, I'm the one that brought you all these bank accounts, so I can prove to you that I exposed him. And they said, you can't prove that. He said, I have the files. He said, they said to him, your files have been classified as top secret, and you can't use them in a trial for your own defense. So Scott Bennett winds up in the same barracks with Brad Birkenfeld. Scott Bennett was a terrorist finance officer looking for terrorist financing. Brad Birkenfeld was exposing it, and Scott Bennett didn't find out about the terrorist financing when he was working in Central Command. That's right. lecturing to generals and colonels and admirals for psychological warfare. And he didn't find out about it down there. He found out about it in prison with Brad Birkenfeld, who was mad as a hornet, had already been there many, many months. And there they were sitting in the same barracks, the opposite side of a table, and discovering the surreal reality of somebody put those two together. And remember, Scott was supposed to go to a federal prison out in California, but some white hat said, no, we're going to use Scott Bennett. They threw him in prison. We're going to put him in a place where he's going to learn the truth. And not only did he learn about, because he had joined thinking, believing the lies about 9/11, not only did he find out about terrorist financing and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, because he knew all about this, Barack did, but he also found out who really destroyed the World Trade Center. And the issue is Scott had served in the Bush administration, Bush 43, I guess, and he had served in the Bush administration, and he found out that the people in the Bush administration were a bunch of lightweight hermaphrodite cowards. But when he got into the Obama administration, it got way worse. So there's Scott, and he wrote a book on the prison typewriter called Shell Games. And he wrote a book and had his friends smuggle this book out under their shirts over to a copy machine and to mail it at an airport near there. And it got so that he sent these reports, these whistleblower reports up the chain of command to ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger came up and visited him. They were agents of the CIA. They just wanted to find out how much he knew. They didn't report on anything he shared with them. And other people, you know, were wondering how Scott Bennett was sending these reports up the chain of command to the Congress, to the Senate, to Feinstein, to Bill Nelson down in Florida. They were trying to find out. So they sent the warden of the whole prison into his cell, and Bennett came around the corner, and there was the warden sitting on his bed, staring into his footlocker because somebody had lit a little fire under his butt and wanted to, and he was trying to figure out how Scott Bennett was smuggling these reports out. Because he was still a military officer out and confronting these people with whistleblower reports, and you know, not one of them ever did anything about it. Not one of the people in all the major media, not one of the people in the chain of command, in his military chain of command, not one of the people in the Congress or the Senate. He got a couple letters back from Rand Paul, you know, but he didn't do anything, or at least we didn't know he did. The reality is, we'll be right back in a few minutes. This is Michael Jay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
The special train continues carrying George H.W. Bush. People have been gathering by the thousands in small Texas towns to get a glimpse of the train. The train is continuing toward the Bush Library and Museum at Texas A&M University. At a funeral service today in Houston, former Secretary of State James Baker remembers his good friend, former President Bush 41.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
President Trump is offering his thoughts and prayers after a U.S. military aircraft collision off the coast of Japan. In a tweet today, President Trump thanked the American forces involved in the rescue. Five Marines remain missing after two military aircraft collided. A sixth Marine is dead and a seventh is said to be in fair condition. You're listening to USA Radio.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we're back on the Power Hour. This is Michael Jay, grateful for the Power Hour. God bless these guys. They've been standing in the gap for a long time. I want to encourage people because President Trump does know what he's doing. I believe that military tribunals are going to begin in January, but some have already happened. John McCain was tried for treason, and he was executed, and also Bush 41. Let's talk about George Herbert Walker Bush, pedophile in chief, little boy rapist involved in snuff films exposed in the Franklin cover-up. Let's talk about G.H.W. Bush running the drug for money and drug for guns importation using Bill and Hillary Clinton down in Mena, Arkansas, when they were when he was the governor down there, involved in so much corruption, involved in importing heroin and cocaine. Let's talk about George Herbert Walker Bush, who was exposed by a man named Bo Gripe, the most decorated Green Beret commander in Vietnam. The movie Apocalypse Now and Colonel Quartz was loosely based on his army of mountain yards and Hmong people, between 400 and 600 people that terrorized and destroyed so many of the NVA and the VC in Vietnam. He appeal to George Bush, please. The Shan people wanted just a couple of $100,000 to start other crops other than opium over there. And George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, who was involved as the drug czar, if you'll remember, under Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush communicated with state departments over there, and they sent C-130s with Agent Orange to spray every single crop that was not a poppy crop. Okay, this is exposed in a book called Call to Serve by Colonel Bo Greitz. Okay, George Herbert Walker Bush, pedophile, terrorist, one of the main engineers over when his son, Bush 43, watched over the attack on the World Trade Center, the mass murder, the genocide, the missile attack on the Pentagon. No plane hit that building, okay? And if you look up Barbara Honegger, you'll find out there were explosions that happened in the Twin Towers and the Pentagon long before the so-called plane hit. And I was a loadmaster in C-5A Galaxy aircraft, C-5B. I flew in one of the first C-5Bs back in the 80s. The reality is they're big aluminum cans, okay? Their nose can't penetrate anything because that's where they have their radar. It's made out of, like, nylon or fiberglass or whatever. It's certainly not made out of metal. If that plane was hardened, you know, made out of metal or titanium or whatever, you know, so it maybe could penetrate in the nose, it certainly would have had its wings sheared off. The rest of the plane would have crumpled like an aluminum can that you step on concrete, and the fuel would have spread down the whole face of the buildings and gone down to the, you know, to the sidewalk below. Why? Well, because they're made out of aluminum. That's why. You don't hit steel and concrete, you know, in cross sections going from one floor up at an angle to another floor and just disappear into a building if you're aluminum, and that buildings were designed and hardened to be able to be hit with an aircraft. Okay? They did find an engine, according to the book Where Did the Towers Go? By Dr. Judy Wood. They did find an engine on the concrete. It was still on the skid that they had put it on to push it off the back of a truck, and it was from the wrong kind of plane. Oh, my goodness. So the reality is the cover-up, the mass murder, the treason, the terror wars committed against innocent people, the Iraqis, the Afghanistan people, the people in Syria, the people in Libya, the people in Angola, and all the other people put together with tens of millions slaughtered for their New World Order, noxious worldly odor, scam and fraud and act of mass murder and treason, all of this is needs to be attached to George Herbert Walker Bush because he was overseeing these things with his good buddy, Dick Cheney, holding watch over Bush Jr. And let's not forget Rumsfeld, okay? Cheney and Rumsfeld were good buddies involved in deep state treason when Bush was involved, when Bush was president. What we're dealing with is he was put to death. He was executed. But they let him keep, quote, his reputation, such as it is. But I have no faithful feelings about the man. He was a monster. His wife was a witch. And you want to do the research. You want to find out who they were. The information is out there. But a wonderful program just came out by a man named David Zublick. I'm going to spell his name. Z-U-B-L-I-C-K, David Zublick Channel. And this video is awesome. It's called Military Tribunals to Begin in January. For those of us that remember, on, I think, the 21st of December, 2017, there was an executive order signed that goes into effect on the 1st of January, 2019. We're looking at also the tweet that Trump retweeted with all the usual suspects and criminals involved in this deep state treason behind bars, with the exception of one, and that was the guy that was the head of the CIA, Brenner or Brennan, whatever his name is. The reality is I believe he's going to be executed. He's not going to spend any time in prison. I believe he's already been indicted, but we'll see. But the issue is what we're facing is America is watching the house cleaning, and what President Trump is doing, he's got this fire hose because all the halls of the Congress and the Senate and whatever have been covered with corruption. He's going to have to get in there. Lots of these people that, quote, retired, that didn't run again, these people were involved in treason. They were given an offer they couldn't refuse. Why? Well, I tell you, God is answering prayer. We've asked for God's will to be done in the earth as it is in heaven. And the Lord showed me many months ago, he said, the wicked have already been indicted in the court in the heavenly. Like it says, we'll enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And the wicked have already been indicted. And when God's people are praying, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. We're seeing God's justice being released against the host of hell and against the children of the devil. And we're going to see these guys pay a price because of their child sacrifice, their mass murder, their profound rebellion, which is the sin of witchcraft. We're seeing God bring mercy by judging these people and removing them from the face of the earth because the earth is crying out against them. The blood of millions of innocent people cries out for vengeance before God, and he has heard that cry, and we're seeing amazing things happening because God's people are praying. I guess you can tell I'm a little excited. This has been a long time coming. Okay, World War I, World War II, that was all false flag. They had planned that. The Zionists planned that with the Vatican and the Zionist banks of the central banks in England, the City of London. Okay, they stole gold from the Federal Reserve. It was American gold. And they sent it over to Russia with an agent of the bank, a vicious fake Jew named Bronstein, whose code name was Trotsky, and he was helped by the Freemasons in order to murder the Romanovs and bring in that revolution so that 60-plus million, this is the real Holocaust, 60-plus million Russian Orthodox Christians could be murdered by the Bolsheviks in the Bolshevik Revolution and the creation of the Soviet Union. And our State Department, under the control of Bolshevik traitors, were the people that created the Soviet Union. That's right. The reality of World War II was about getting rid of all the Protestant Christians because the Bolsheviks have always been working with the Vatican, the Temple of Lucifer. How many of us have been woken up? How many of us have seen and understood what the Vatican is about? More Christians throughout history, probably upwards of 100 million Christians have been killed, murdered by the Vatican in their inquisitions and in their modern day inquisitions, which are wars because the Vatican banks and the Rothschilds finance both sides of every war, of every conflict. These people are being exposed now. Like I said, this has been a long time coming. We're seeing the Lord raising up a standard. Nothing can happen apart from his allowing it. But let's face it. The Christians that were being murdered in Rome, in the Colosseum, being torn apart by animals or murdered by soldiers, these Christians were singing praises to God because their life here was just the beginning, and they were being given the crown of a martyr that they could be wearing throughout all eternity. The reality is they were laying down their life for Christ. This is Michael Jay, and I think the music is coming. If it is, we'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body
body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Michael Jay again on the Power Hour. I want to thank the Power Hour for letting me host. The reality of being able to tell the truth without fear is an amazing grace in the lives of those that do it. And I can't say the things I'm saying if I wasn't able to prove every single thing I'm saying. So people have questions about some of the things I've been sharing. I'm really willing to respond to that. So we do have a caller, and please bring him on the line. This is Michael Jay. Hi, who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Mark from Illinois.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, hi, I appreciate your show. You know, I kind of, this is the way I see stuff. I know that Daniel talks a lot about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and all that, but the Kingdom of God that's coming upon the earth. I know it's within us, but this kingdom that's going to come, called the Stone Kingdom, it's not a democracy, and America started out as a republic, and a republic is not a democracy, and a democracy is not a republic. But even the kingdom of God is not a republic. It is a theocracy. And I know this may sound strange to you, but I just want to challenge people to think about it. That is, there is a constitution that cannot be amended. It cannot be ratified. It cannot be added to or subtracted. It's the one that God gave to his people Israel at Mount Sinai. And that is the constitution of the Levitical government of Israel, called the law of God, the law of Moses. And I believe it's perfect law. And it will be the law that will govern the kingdom of God upon earth. And
I hear you. I hear you, brother. Let me respond to that, okay, Mark? Because
okay.
After Vietnam, I used the GI Bill. I started going to Bible college. I wanted to serve God because he had amazed me by saving my life so many times, and he had, you know, redeemed me. But let me point something out, that the Old Covenant and the New Covenant were an evidence of what God is doing about revealing that kingdom that you're talking about. And the Mosaic Code was actually fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. So when I said that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he is the king, he can be a ruler over people even if they're in a debased republic that calls itself a democracy. He can be a king over people's lives if they're under a Roman emperor. And they will refuse to say that Nero is Lord because they confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and they might give their lives for that confession. But the reality is his kingdom, like he said, is not of this world, and yet we're actually encouraged to keep the commandments. Like he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So those commandments were not the Mosaic Code, although they included it, but there was grace to be led of the Spirit in order to fulfill the commandments. Like he said, if you love God and you love one another as you love your neighbor as yourself, you're actually fulfilling the law of God. What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, I believe that the ordinances of the law of Moses were all fulfilled in Christ, because we don't need any more Levitical priesthood. We don't need any more temple. We don't need any more animal sacrifices, because all that was fulfilled underneath
True.
The ordinances. But we still have the statutes and the precepts and the commandments and the testimony and the judgment and the righteousness. You can read Psalm 19, you know, the Hebrew alphabet. And
yeah, the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. I agree, but what I'm trying to say is, if people are wanting to fulfill the law, isn't this totally dependent on their learning how to be led of the Spirit? It says, those that are led of the Spirit, they're the sons of God. Now, ignorance of the law is no excuse. I agree. The reality is my people perish for lack of knowledge. But there's lots of people who I believe have a head knowledge about the law, a head knowledge about Jesus Christ, and are actually in bondage to being, you know, really good, you know, law
keepers. Yeah, I would agree with
but,
you. There's a lot of...
But instead, you won't know them because you're
to a lot of people
keeping the law. You'll know them by the freedom of the Spirit, right?
That are really in bondage. But, you know, the apostles, they preached the apostolic gospel, and what they were talking about was the higher calling. I just challenge people. I'm not condemning nobody. I'm just challenging people to answer the higher calling. It says, many are called, but few are chosen. And that those men...
What does that mean to you, Mark? Many are called, but few are chosen. What does that mean?
Well, I think this is what it means. I think everyone's called to salvation, whether they're Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, or Gentiles. But few will choose to walk in the way of the law.
Well, that a lot of people believe that. The issue is there are some people that actually are being prepared as vessels of wrath, being prepared for eternal destruction. I mean, many are called. I can agree that, but few are chosen. But not everyone is called. The issue is God is sovereign. He said, I'll have mercy on those who I will have mercy on, and those I will harden. And he gave us, you know, people like Pharaoh to see that he raised up Pharaoh, let his heart be hardened so he could show his power in Pharaoh when he destroyed all of Egypt and even the armies of Egypt. So the issue is, here's what I'd like to share with you. The issue is a personal relationship, a personal fellowship, a place where we're seeking the Lord with everything that's in us, because it says on the day you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him. And having the grace of confessing that, you know, we're falling short, but confessing and humbling ourselves before God allows us to enter into a more satisfying a sense of redemption, in that he's teaching us how to draw close to him so he can draw close to us. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about Egypt. The Hebrew people that were in Egypt, the 12 tribes of Israel, they knew they were in bondage. But see, most American people don't know that they're in bondage. This whole system, this whole economic system, it's a religious system, military system, political system, worldwide. It's
right.
Babylon. Great. And
you see the perversion of Romans 13, and, you know, everybody needs to submit to all government, because all government is of God. That perversion, that lack of understanding about Romans 13 has placed, like you said, millions of Americans in bondage, and they think they're obeying God.
Yeah, and you know, the Twin Towers, I believe that, you know, the Twin Towers were like the golden calf. Because nobody ever asked the question, why? I believe America is the New Jerusalem, that this is the nation of modern-day Israel. It even goes back to the time of Joseph, when the patriarchs were here. Even during the time of Joseph, the tribe of Dan came here 3,700 years ago with patriarchs. And the thing is that this has always been the nation of Israel. And so we're going to come under the same type of judgments, according to Leviticus.
We're already under judgments. Aren't we committing child sacrifice by the thousands every day?
Yeah, and those Twin Towers represented that golden calf.
Here's the break. Thank you for calling, Mark.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.